I'm a huge leg crosser. We're starting here. Hot take.
Episode 51?
Episode 51. We're starting
at,
we're coming up on a year.
Yes, sir. We were getting those TikTok 1 year ago today's.
What's up? How's it going, guys?
That's crazy.
I'm a little under the weather today, so if I sound a little,
He's just being a bitch. Word of mouth times immediately. Congratulations.
Congrats to you, Jacob. Yeah. News nobody is talking about.
News no one's talking about. Archaeologists may have found the villa where the Roman Emperor Augustus died.
Augustus? Augustus sounds like a chump. Augustus sounds like
sounds like he would have made you his servant back in the day.
Augustus sounds like he should be serving me banana pancakes for breakfast. That's what Augustus sounds like.
You were probably serving him grapes back in the day. No,
I don't know. Listen, what was his name? I'm about to pull up a
Augustus.
Picture of him.
I don't know his last
Augustus.
Name.
Augustus.
Roman Emperor.
Roman Emperor. Okay.
I bet you he was shredded as hell.
I mean, yeah, but they depicted all their look. No. No. Look, a guy needs a new haircut. Look,
nah, bro, he was pimping.
Nah, but he's cooked.
He was rocking the bowl cut before the bowl cut existed. Bro, he was him.
He does not look like him.
How many wives do you think that dude had? 12?
I don't know. Probably a lot. I forget what the word is for
polygamy?
Like, no, because it wasn't polygamy. It was like, like all these guys would have a bunch of kids, but like they only had like one actual wife. Like they like
just
because
several children.
Their wife could only have like one kid at a time, but like they wanted to procreate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's polygamy.
No.
Or is polygamy like when you technically marry several wives?
I don't know, because I was literally doing research on Genghis Khan the other day. Don't ask me why.
I know why.
Say it. I don't know why you think
you're
that.
Just fucking sick and twisted in the head, buddy.
Well, like, I saw a video
you're just
on the Great Wall of China. No, I saw a video.
Dude, do you see that too? And how wide that joint is?
Well, yeah, but someone was like, I know why. Because Genghis Khan.
That's facts.
Genghis Khan would have rolled over anyone.
That's facts, for real. They had to build that wall, bro.
Hold up. While I'm looking this up, you can keep
spinning. Bro, it's so crazy. Like, that wall is so large. Like, and we can't even.
It's like longer than the United States.
It is. All right, masterpieces from the Notre Dame fire were saved and restored and are now back at view at the Mobilier National. I don't know if I pronounced it correct. Mobilier. Mobilier.
Let me see it.
Mobilier. Right?
I don't know.
Mobilier?
Yeah, something along those lines.
It's a national exhibit. Whatever. Go check it out. Go support the restoration of Notre Dame.
Figured it out. It's called a concubine. The tradition claims that Genghis Khan had a total of 120 children with his many concubines and wife. So, yeah, concubines.
Interesting.
But, like, the only ones that could hold heir to the throne were with his wife.
Yeah.
So, like, if it was with some random
that makes sense.
Trish.
They're a soldier now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Last one. Self-installable solar balconies are booming right now in Germany and are a mass success over there.
Self-installing what?
Self-installable solar balconies. What? So, like, you have to already have a balcony. But it's a balcony, and then you put solar panels where the glass would be on the balcony, and it absorbs light.
Interesting, interesting.
Pretty good stuff going over in Germany right now. Shout out to them.
I mean, I'd love
shout out to all our German viewers. Right?
I don't get why, like, those panels aren't just more readily available. Like, hear me out. Why doesn't, like, the government just say, like, all right, we're going to invest in all these solar panels, but then we get the energy? You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean, like...
Like, they just put it on everything. You know what I mean? Like, instead of having, like, us pay for it, why, like...
I think you overestimate how many new things are getting built. Yearly,
true.
Like, you know, it wouldn't be going on our houses because our houses are already built, so we wouldn't be getting them. You know what I mean?
But you could install them. It's like installing new solar panels.
Yeah, but like, I feel like if they were to do that, it would be on all like new construction.
I see what you mean. Yeah,
like
I
they
mean,
wouldn't. Go
I'd
and
still
put
be
it
down. I'd still be down with Webster for that, yo.
I guess
I'd be chilling with that. I've got some news for today. Xylitol is now being labeled as birch sugar. This is a sweetener used in food, most common in peanut butter and candy. I'm saying this though because
it's hazardous.
It is very toxic to dogs.
Oh.
So if you like giving your dog a sweet, creamy peanut butter spoon lick.
Oh.
Make sure that, like, you don't got this birch sugar.
Or yeah. Birch sugar?
Xylitol. I mean, like,
just. Dude, that's. I gotta know that because, dude, when I give. So I dog sit for my sister sometimes, and I be giving them their medicine as they need it.
In peanut butter?
Sometimes I give them a spoonful of peanut butter, brother. They could be dying. I could be poisoning them.
Yeah, no, xylitol.
Jesus.
Now being labeled as birch sugar. Just,
oh, yeah, I gotta be on the lookout now.
Just the non-regular or the non-regulated United States Food Service.
Maybe I'll just, you know, what I've been doing, I've been getting the 5 ingredients of peanut butter. I think it's better for you.
Yeah, or... Yeah, I mean, peanut butter is really easy to make. I never realized this. Bro. No, dude, literally peanut butter is as easy as taking, like, peanuts and just mashing them. Like, if you just do that, it'll make the peanut butter. What makes it sweet is, like, you add sugar and stuff like that. Like, to make peanut butter...
I ain't doing it, actually. It's not happening. Because, what if I just go to, like, Texas Roadhouse, steal, like, 5 pounds of peanuts and just start making my own peanut butter.
I mean, yeah,
it could be doable. A side hustle right there.
Like, homemade peanut butter, all, but yeah, dude, no, like, and it would probably taste really good. You mix in the sugar and it'd be perfectly fine.
Really good, but
homemade peanut. Well, that's how they
might
make
be the next side hustle right there.
Well, that's how they make creamy peanut butter or chunky. The chunky peanut butter, they just
don't mash as much.
No. They make it creamy, and then they just add the non-crushed peanuts in.
Dude, if you like chunky peanut butter, you're actually a psychopath. Like,
I can dabble.
No.
I can dabble in it. It's pretty good.
Dude, my mom got me the extra crunchy peanut butter one time. It's genuinely a jar of peanuts. With slight butter, like... A little bit of butter so you could spread them across your sandwich. I was like, dude.
Like, if I'm biting into a smooth
it's
piece
so
of bread.
Crunchy, dude.
Or, yeah,
so
like,
crunchy.
That might be a little offsetting. But, like, if it's a little bit with, like, a nice slab of jelly.
I throw it on my rice cakes in the morning.
You need a fat slab of jelly. That's what makes the peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter with rice cakes is probably the greatest combination ever invented.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, but... it's so good. Because, like, you know, the rice cakes alone are, like, dry and, like, crumbly, but when you throw the peanut butter on there, it holds it together and it makes it less dry. Oh my gosh. You drizzle honey on there too? Now we're cooking.
Wunderbar.
Now we're cooking.
I don't know. I always just stick to my nice PBJs, 2-to-1 ratio.
2-to-1 ratio.
Two jelly, one peanut.
I'm gonna say it better be two jelly, one peanut, bro. I'm more of a 1-to-1 ratio guy, but if I go heavier on one, it will definitely be jelly.
What for sure, for sure.
100%.
Word of the week. Cowpoke. Do you have any guess for what cowpoke
might be? Yeah, it's what you brand cows with.
No.
Okay.
Even though that's probably maybe what that... No, that's probably just called a brand.
Yeah, but, like a brand or something.
So it's a noun. It's a lazy cowboy who neglects their duties on a farm or ranch.
Mm.
Used in a sentence. I saw the cowpoke fishing at the river with no pants on.
No pants on.
Yeah, I don't know why the no pants on is added on there, but cowpoke.
I feel like if you're fishing, semi-productive. Probably not doing your cowboy duties, but it's semi-productive.
But
it could
with
be worse.
No pants on?
Yeah, that's foul. That's foul, bro.
Talking about no pants on, I've got a very hit or miss scenario.
Welcome to our PG-13 plus section of the podcast.
Well, no. Like, pants stay on, but you got to take the pants off when you're using the restroom, don't you? Otherwise, you're gonna have a mistake. That's where I'm going with this.
Okay. Okay.
So,
all right, Chet, clarify.
When you use the restroom, where do you drop your drawers to when you're taking a deuce?
It's all the way.
All the way to the ankle.
How do you
right?
not?
unless there's like liquid on the ground, right? Then it's like mid calf. Right?
Okay. Why are you? Why are you taking a shit where there's liquid on the ground?
Well, because maybe
clean the liquid up and then
you're cleaning
the
floor. Hold on, that's
is
a
this,
whole
are we talking
thing.
About in a in my like, own home?
No. I'm talking like public restroom.
Public restroom.
I am talking public restroom. Where are you dropping?
All right, it depends on how bad I have to shit. If it's like a SOS shit, dude, those things are hitting the floor. No matter what.
I'm an ankles kind of guy.
Ankles.
Yeah, ankles all day, unless there is liquid of some sort.
Now, if it's like I have to poop, but it's not like a sirens are going off poop. It's like right below the knee type of guy. I'll throw them
right
down
below the knee.
Right, throw them down to like right here, and then clamp them under my leg.
You got
so
it.
They don't touch the ground. That's kind of grody.
See, the reason why I don't like that method is because I'd rather my pants touch the ground than touch the outside of the toilet bowl.
You want to just change my whole outlook on life.
I like, because if you're saying that, then like it's
true.
Be
it's probably touching the bowl right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is honestly,
it could
probably
be
just as gross. Yeah, like if they clean the floors once a week, when do they clean the toilet? Mm-hmm. The outside of the toilet bowl, probably fucking never.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Well, the reason why I'm asking this is because I saw there was a debate on TikTok, and it was a female asking this because she was like, "I have never heard of dropping it to my ankles. I just put it right above my knees. Like,
nah,
don't
you're
even
foul
go below
that.
The knees.
You're foul for that.
Well, no,
I can't get good spreadage there.
That,
and then
well,
I
see,
feel
that's
like
the thing. That was the, yeah. the. I think as a male, you can't do that. Like everything's just too.
No, you can't. It's too
like,
tight.
The anatomy of the male body does not.
I
work.
Still think it works like
it,
that.
It does not work. It's like man.
It's uncomfortable here, and then I'm also worried. That my cheeks aren't spread enough.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So that I'm like, yeah. I'm like getting stuff where it doesn't need to be.
Yeah. No, exactly.
That's I like to have a. I'm not like. Don't get me wrong. I'm not fucking stretching those Johns out maximum. Like,
nah, stretching. Dude. I stretch them
but
out.
But you gotta like. You gotta
nah,
like
I stretch
get
out.
One cheek on there, one cheek
nah,
on there.
If you got a hairy butt, you gotta
that's
stretch
also,
them out.
That's actually.
You can't be getting those.
Also true.
No dingleberries.
That's also
actually.
True.
You cannot be having dingleberries. I'm sorry. But yeah, that was the debate, and
like you have to have a slight spread on the toilet.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Slight.
But like, I guess female
and you
anatomy
do
wise,
that with you're getting constricted, brother.
Yeah,
like
no,
unless
like,
you're in sweatpants.
Female man. Anatomy wise, it makes sense. It
makes a lot of sense.
But as a male, nah, it's got to go to the ankles unless it's wet. Then it's going mid calf. Other than that, I can't like.
You can't use the restroom.
Yeah, I can't use the restroom.
Which is that's fair.
You don't know where it's pointing. You're not sure if you're gonna make it in the bowl or not. Like
you're just
that's the you don't want to miss the bowl and now all of your clothes are wet. Like that'd be bad. So that's I'm just yeah.
Has
that
ever
out.
Happened to you?
Yeah,
I think it's happened to me once.
No, it's definitely happened.
I was tired. I think and like yeah, tired one time. Just you know, you just sit on the bowl.
Yeah,
like half asleep. Next thing you know, you're like. I see you know you're just pissing on your fucking underwear. You're like, Jesus Christ. You're like, it's a little warm. You're like, holy shit, what is happening?
No, yeah, and then you're fully awake. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough time there. And you're making a trip to the laundry room.
You're like, just adding a lot more steps, just all the way to the ankles. Then you can spread it properly, at least as per male. I heard you had a pet peeve. What's your pet peeve of the week?
Dude, pet peeve of the week happened to me today.
Okay.
Dude, at Chipotle fucked up my order.
How? Let me hear how though, because
that's happened. So I'm at work. Aiden suggests we get gyros, right? I'm like,
gyro. No.
Either way, I don't give a fuck. I don't like them that much. It's like a 3 out of 10 on my food scale.
Yeah,
like it's edible, but I'm not going for it if I have a choice. So I'm like Chipotle. Also, like let's be honest, Chipotle is good for what it is. But it's not great. We can admit that, right? It's like a 6.5, 7 out of 10.
I like Chipotle.
I like Chipotle, too, for what it is. You know what I mean? Like, when I go there, I'm
for
not.
What it is. I could eat
it's a
Chipotle.
Fast food.
Not breakfast,
I could
but lunch
too.
And dinner.
I could, too.
5 days out of the week.
It's not, like, premier food. It's not premium top of the line.
No, but for 11
but that's what
bucks,
I'm saying. That's like a 7 out of 10. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like a 7 out of 10. Like, it's got good taste, and it's filling. For $11, it'll do.
Yeah, let me hear how they messed up your order. And your order. I want to hear your order.
So me and Aiden, I'm like, yo, I'm going Chipotle. You want anything? He's like, do I have your Venmo? I'm like, bro, do you want anything? Like, just, like, I got to take lunch in, like, 5 minutes. Like, do you want something? He's like, let me check if I have your Venmo. He Venmos me $10 before he even tells me his order. I'm like, bro, just send me the text. Sends me the text, right? He gets burrito. White rice, which I think is crazy.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's always brown rice.
What?
You don't get brown rice, you're crazy.
Why get white rice?
It's bleached rice. It's no. Like, all right.
They wash it.
White rice, fajitas, steak, queso, cheese, lettuce, hot red salsa. I think that's it. I think that's it. Decent order, right? But I have to order as well. And we didn't order ahead on the app because he thought he was going to get scammed. In my head.
Oh, you can't ever order online.
No, you're going to get scammed.
No, no, no.
They're not giving you the correct portion.
Yeah.
And it's a dinky little, like, burrito.
Yeah, no, you never order online.
No, you can't.
That's what I've learned.
It took me a while, but I was like, let's suck it up and walk in order. My ideal scenario here, though, was order his ahead of time and then just order mine there so that because it's kind of a struggle ordering two burritos at the same time.
It's really not.
Well.
It's really not.
Well. So he's like, nah, they jip you when you order online. I'm like, that's fair. I'll order them at the same time. Walk in, right? There's a lady in there's someone ordering, lady in front of me. They're taking fucking forever, by the way. So I'm waiting on them. And then the lady in front of me says, I just want a small bag of chips. What the fuck are you doing here, lady? Leave the store. Whatever. She's just like taking up space in the line. So I'm like, I finish his to where it gets to the next section. And then I do mine. And then there's a lady there. So I can't like get over to where the queso and the sauce is. So I'm talking to the guy. It's at the queso from the meat section. I'm like, one with white rice. I'll take sour cream. He's like, gotcha. Grabs the fattest scoop of fucking sour cream I've ever seen in my life. Chucks it down on the brown rice one, which is mine, and says, both? No, brother. No. What the fuck?
Wait, did you not want sour cream?
No, I don't want sour cream.
Oh.
He actually ruined my order.
Okay, but let me hear you. Which one was first?
The white rice one.
The white rice
one. I did Aiden's first, then mine. Okay. And then I said, white rice, sour cream. I did this the whole way through, by the way.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing.
So were I said, you pointing?
No.
Or were you just...
I can't point because the lady's here. So you're lined up with the dude. I'm over here. Like, even if I point...
Why aren't you in front of the guy?
Because the lady was standing there that only ordered chips.
Wait, but I'm confused. Why is she standing there?
Because people still haven't checked out yet.
Then you shouldn't have been ordering. You should have said, yeah, I'll wait.
He's fucking rushing me, buddy. He wants to get his shit done.
Yeah, no, you should have been like, no, you're waiting on me, buddy.
But the whole way through, I'm like, all right, white rice gets queso and steak and fajitas. That's it. That's all you have to do is ruin my shit. I fucking hate sour cream. Like that. And like I said, the fattest glob I've ever seen of sour cream in my life. I'm like,
Did you tell him that that's wrong?
Yes.
So he remade it?
No.
Why didn't he remake it?
Because he fucking hates my guts. I don't know.
What do you mean? You asked for it to be remade and...
No, I didn't ask because I'm not a dick. I don't want to be a dickhead, bro. There's people
Me. Dude, that is not... No, if they mess it up, that is... what? Imagine someone came in to the store and was like, yeah, you put the wrong clubs on my... or the wrong grips on. I'm not taking care of it. It's their job. It's your job. What do you mean?
I hate being that guy that's like, yo, you just fucked up my order.
Well, you don't say it like that. You're like, yo, like, you kind of messed that up. Can you remake it? Dude. So that it was just the sour cream that they messed up.
Dude, everything they put so much sour cream on there.
That I can see how that would be a day ruiner, but like, at the same time, it could have been fixed if you were just like,
it could have. Let me get another. But it also could have been fixed if Aiden just let me fucking order.
Well, because hear me out. I bet they would have given you three burritos for the price of two, too.
They might have. That's what the guys at work said. They're like, so you got three burritos? I was like, no.
Yeah, see, you're...
I'm feeling a bad guy asking him to remake it, though.
I see. I can see how that would be a pet peeve because you didn't ask. But in my
scenario... And it was so specific. I was like, white rice and steak, can you add sour cream on that? And he throws it on the one with brown rice and chicken.
Yeah, no.
I'm like...
Like you, yeah, you should just ask for another one.
So, it just feels like a douchebag move.
Yeah, I see it. The only that wouldn't happen.
That's like sending.
No, I'm being that guy.
That's like sending your order back because it's cold or something. Or like you. I don't know.
But being cold and messing it up completely is way different. I mean, like at least in one scenario, it's like right.
But like so if you ordered a burger,
like you're not gonna be.
So happy. This happened to me before, right? Mm-hmm. I was in New York. So, by the way, I was cutting weight for wrestling. So, I ordered just a grilled chicken sandwich, right? And the grilled chicken sandwich comes out with like stuff on it. And I think it was mayo on it. And I was like, I actually had like a fucking mental breakdown in the middle of New York because I was like 100 fucking 16 pounds. Hadn't eaten all day because I'm cutting weight for wrestling. And I just went a grilled chicken sandwich. They fucked it up. And I was.
Did you send it back?
No. I scraped it off and just fucking ate it.
Okay. No, that's fine.
That's easy. But the Chipotle, they wrap that shit up and now it's in everything. I can't. I tried to scrape it out. I fucking can't.
Yeah, but like.
A grilled chicken sandwich, I just fucking scrape it off the top and it's fine.
I can't say that my order's ever been messed up like that. The only pet peeve that I could have with Chipotle is if they are out of something.
Yeah, it's
like,
tough.
If I'm like, yo, can I get some corn? They're like, we don't got it. And I'm like, yo, can I get some salsa? We don't got it. And I think that's the only way that I can get a pet peeve out of that.
To wrap this up, let's run through our orders. I'm getting a burrito. If I'm feeling a little bloated and I want to feel a little slim that day, we'll go bowl. 8 out of 10 times, it's burrito. Burrito, brown rice, half chicken, half pollo asado. So you get like 1.5 servings of chicken. Mm-hmm. And then no beans, cheese, green salsa, maybe guac. That's all I need.
Yeah, no, Chipotle hates me. Like, I am the customer that, like,
everything?
No, you're loading shit up. I'm like the guy that takes advantage of the system in the sense where, like, I'm like, dude,
he also gave me a skimpy ass fucking serving of brown rice.
No,
half a spoonful of brown rice. I'm like, yo, can I get some more brown rice? He's like, yeah, sure.
I am a Chipotle pro. I get a burrito, I get white rice. I make sure it's a good scoop. If not, I'm like, yo, can you like add a little bit more? Then we go over to the brown rice. I say, can I get chicken? Puts one scoop on, I say, can I get double chicken? Because he's now shown his hand.
Yeah, shown his hand.
He can't go back. Like, he's not skimping me out. Like, I know what double chicken looks like. Big double chicken guy. So after I get my double chicken on, then I'm like, yo, can I get some queso? And if he doesn't put enough queso, I'll be like, can I get a little bit more? Because they're not going to double charge you for queso. No,
they can't probably double charge you.
All they're double charging me for is double chicken.
Yeah.
But they'll single charge me for queso. They're not going to double charge me for queso. So I'll be like, can I get a little extra queso? Then we go over. I get some mild salsa. I get some corn. I get some lettuce. And I got some shredded cheese.
That's a pretty legit order. And that thing's fucking heaping, too.
Dude, this thing weighs at least 5 pounds.
Also, I don't know if this guy's fucking first day or something.
Nah, probably about 5 pounds.
But like, Jesus Christ. but so then I get done. He finishes the burritos. And he looks at the guy at the register and says, yo, can you wrap these? Like, it's actually his first day.
No, I've gotten so efficient at this, I think I have to start asking for 2 burritos. And in the sense of, like, 2 burritos to formulate it, because by the time all of the stuff is on it,
yeah,
it's too big to wrap. That the burrito
He actually could not, like, he struggled to wrap Aiden's burrito pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a terrible wrap.
I think I got to start asking, can I get 2 burritos, like, but on one? And they're going to hate me even more when I go into my
order. They're going to charge you for an extra wrap, bro.
Will they?
Yeah, extra tortilla. They charge your ass.
Huh.
I think it's 70 cents.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah, you're
chill. Listen, I am willing to spend the 70 cents because I'd rather have a burrito that I can hold than a burrito that is bursting at the seams and making my hands all messy.
You heard what I order, and, like, I don't get that much stuff. Like, it's pretty plain order. Yeah. I've been in there before and they busted my fucking burrito in half. I'm like, I got like 5 things, bro. You still can't fucking wrap it? Like, the one on Concord Pike, it's hit or miss for sure. Hit or miss for sure.
For sure. All right. Let's swing into high low.
Do you know the guys that work at the Chipotle yet?
I only know one person that works there. Like, personally. But like,
if you see them, you're like, okay, this guy's helped me before.
Yeah.
No, like, yeah, the one on Concord Pike, I've been going there for like months now, multiple times a week, and I still don't know those fuckers because they keep rotating the staff.
No. Chipotle is known for rotating staff. Like, it's on average every 2.5 weeks they have a new employee.
Yeah. Like,
which I don't know what that says about the business.
It says it's terrible because the fucking dude wrapping my burrito doesn't know how to wrap burrito because he's only been working for 3 days.
Like, see, the Chipotle, at UD is pretty consistent because they're college students and they want to be working a job. Like, if you're working a job in college, like, you're most likely not going to quit that job.
Yeah.
Like,
unless it's so those, really bad.
Like, those people are pretty consistent.
Indeed, indeed. All right.
All right, let's swing into Chipotle, it. Dude. I got seven here for you. The last time the Toronto Maple Leafs won a Stanley Cup was in 1977.
I should know this because I was at your crib watching a Maple Leafs game. What'd you say?
1977.
I'm going to go under, so like 1970, you know what I mean?
1967, ding, ding, ding. You're one for one right now. That is a good guess. Yeah, the Maple Leafs suck. I hope that they lose to the Bruins.
Jesus, yeah. Brother.
No, it's just great. I think they've made it into the playoffs like 9 years in a row, and they've only gotten past the first round one time. They're so just sad. Not going to win a cup anytime soon.
That's so bad.
Unless there's a miracle. Maybe I just jinxed it.
Miracle on ice?
I don't know.
Are they down or up in the series right now?
They're down. We'll get to that later.
Feels bad.
The wall-crawling crime fighter,
Spider-Man,
was introduced to the world in August 1972, debuting in the anthology comic book Amazing Fantasy number 15, created by the collaborative team of writer Stan Lee and artist Steve Ditko.
Fucking what a goat. Spider-Man. Rest in peace, Stan Lee. Was
an instant sensation with readers. Over under 1972.
I'm going to go under again.
Ding, ding, ding. You are two for two. Wow. Talk about that. Yeah. Lord. 1962.
I was going to say like 68, 69. But
Spider-Man is well over. He's actually 62 years old. Spider-Man is 62 years old.
Happy birthday, Spider-Man.
The first Dunkin' Donuts restaurant is still in operation when founder William Rosenberg.
Let me guess. Is it somewhere in New Hampshire? Or New England, sorry.
Massachusetts, yeah. His first coffee and donut shop in Quincy, Massachusetts in 1958. It was originally named Open Kettle and served coffee, pastries, and sandwiches. Over under 1958.
Nah, they're more 60s people.
You're taking the over?
Are you fucking kidding me? How are you going to do three unders in a row? This show's so fucking scripted, dude. I swear to God.
1948.
Three unders in a row. Why the fuck would you ever do that? I swear to God if this next one under, dude. I swear to God.
Before we started, I was like, dude, one of these times I'm just going to like make them all the same. Just like really mess with your head. The assembly
this time?
Of the Eiffel Tower was a marvel of precision. As all chroniclers of the period agree, the construction work began in January of 1877 and was finished within 2 years. Over under 1877 on the beginning of the construction of the Eiffel Tower.
Brother, I have no goddamn clue. None.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. That's the point. That's the point.
But you hit three unders in a row. Give me the over.
It is over.
Yes!
It is over. 1887. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
I wish I just went all under.
I hate you.
The hooded pullover, a.k.a. a hoodie, is a utilitarian garment that originated in the 1940s in the U.S. for workers in cold New York warehouses. Over under the 1940s for the creation of the hoodie.
First of all, W invention. Whoever made that invention needs a fucking raise immediately. Honestly, probably one of the greatest inventions of the 20th century. Wow. You said 1940s?
1940s, over under.
I feel like it's more of a 20s thing, no?
I don't know.
Under.
Well, I do know.
Under.
It is the under. 1930s.
Ah, 30s still.
Yeah, yeah. There was no exact date, but basically somewhere in there.
Just caught on. Could you imagine being on the first one on that wave, dude? You're like, what is on here? What are you wearing? Why is there something covering you?
I'm also trying to think. It was probably just like a solid color hoodie. Like, there was probably nothing on it.
100%.
Because I doubt that they were putting like,
no, there was no.
It probably was just a knitted hoodie.
Yeah,
even knitted. Like, it was probably made in the factory, but like, yeah.
100%. Wait, am I 4 for 5 right now?
Yes.
Let's fucking
You're 4 for 5. Peanut butter was first made by a man named John Harvey Kellogg in 1885.
Kellogg.
He developed it for those who were older and needed nutrients through food such as protein, but couldn't chew meat.
Makes sense.
Over under 1885.
Is this the Kellogg?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Hold up. I'll look up.
Yeah.
Kellogg's. Maybe it was like a relative. Will Keith Kellogg is
Interesting.
like the cereal, like Kellogg's Corn
Can I
Flakes.
get a date on when that was invented?
No.
Maybe. Okay. Well, it's got a worthy ask there. 1885, you said?
1885, over under. They had to be related. Kellogg is just not
Yeah,
related.
that's not a common name. Unless we're wrong. Nah, seems like a 1900s type of thing. Push it over.
Over. It is over. 1895. It was not in the 1900s, but yeah, close enough. I mean, honestly, I still don't understand why it took this long. Like when I was searching this up, I was expecting it to be like 200 BC. Because really, it's not, as I was saying earlier, it's not hard to make peanut
I
butter.
think it's just one of those things that it's like, why wouldn't you just eat the whole peanut? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so like no one was really thinking with their
That's what I'm
mind.
saying. Like, it's more effort and you're getting the same thing just in a different consistency.
Yeah.
Like, why
Like,
not just
because
eat the peanut?
peanuts were literally domesticated between 300 and 2500 BC. So, like,
That's a very fucking large range. That is a 2200 year range, brother.
but still BC,
Jesus.
not.
Why do you say, why do you call it domesticated too? Like it's a fucking animal. Is that what they call it?
Most of the food we eat today has been
What
domesticated.
does that even mean?
Like, it has been.
Like,
So we have taken it and we have genetically modified it to produce more or better. Like, the corn of today does not look
yeah.
like anything of the corn before it was
I
domesticated.
know. I've seen it.
And that goes for like a bunch of other stuff. So basically,
Literally
just.
all of it, actually.
Yeah. Like.
It's like the same genetic line for every piece of fucking corn you eat. Like, you get one in New Hampshire versus one in New York versus one in fucking New Mexico. It's the same corn. Crazy, actually.
All right.
Last one.
You're six or you're five for
Five for six.
six. Salvador Dali painted The Persistence of Memory in 1921 when he was just 28 years old, and the Surrealist movement was at its height. 1921. That is the that's the
Fuck, I know this.
that's
I
the
did. I painted this in middle school.
over under.
Under.
You're going with the under. 1931. It was after. Not
Oh,
bad on the day.
it
Five for seven.
could have been so good though. 6 for 7 would have hit so different.
Have you ever gotten 7 for 7?
Think we did one time.
Maybe. I don't
I
know.
think.
We gotta get a counter on
I think
that.
we have like one time.
Yeah, but
Hey, I'll take that. It's a W.
good day, good
I
day.
have something here, by the way.
Take it away.
Over under. I'm gonna fucking spin it back on you real quick. Over under. 2.5 Americans thinking about their next vacation while on vacation. Over under 2.5.
I don't even know what question you're asking me. Rephrase the question.
Over under 2.5 Americans that they think about their next vacation while
While.
on their vacation.
So, like, you're saying, like, a
Like, if
family of five goes,
goes to Disney
like, at
while at
least,
Disney.
like, 2 to 3 of them, theoretically speaking, are already thinking of the next vacation while on
Correct.
vacation.
Correct.
Over under. I'll take the over. I feel like when you're on vacation.
Thank you. It's 1 in 5.
One in
One in five
five?
Americans are thinking about their next vacation while on vacation.
I wonder why, though. Because I feel like I've done this before, but it's more in the sense of like, I'm on vacation right now. I can't wait until I get to do this again. You know what I mean?
It,
Like,
don't you think that's a problem, though? I feel like we should work on that as a society.
why?
I think you're just not enjoying that vacation. Like, you're.
No, I'm enjoying it so much. I'm like, oh, I can't wait when I'm done with work and can go on another vacation like this.
I don't know. I think it just takes a little bit out of where you're at now.
No, because I'm still fully embracing where I'm at.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just like, dang, like, I'm gonna miss this. I can't wait
What
until
I'm
I can do
saying.
this
Like,
again.
you're feeling that. I wanted to say animosity, but I don't think that's the word. You're feeling the. It's like the Sunday scaries. You know what I mean? Like, I can't wait till next weekend. But it's still the weekend. Like, you still enjoy what you have. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that you're not enjoying it. I'm just saying, like, you know the Sunday scaries, right? It's like people that fear
But also the like
Monday.
I okay yeah I guess yeah I get that too. But
Like,
what I'm saying in preempt like when I'm saying that, I'm like, oh, I can't wait until it's Friday night. I'm not like, oh, I can't wait until next Sunday night. Like, because no, I can wait for next Sunday night.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I'm just shocked that it's the under.
Yeah, 1 in 5 does seem a little low. But I think those 1 in 5 people need to really just, you know, sit back and relax. Enjoy your vacation, man. You worked hard to
sit
be there.
Sit back and smell the roses.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. You want to – let's do some playoff predictions.
Playoff
We'll just bang them off for both basketball and hockey.
I don't fucking know any of them, brother.
Oh, it's okay. I got them all written down.
Oh, thank the Lord.
We're just going to – I'm gonna take a note, and we'll see how we predict.
Oh, where we're going to go next week.
Because
hot.
The first round will be done.
Give me the Knicks over the Sixers.
So, yeah, Knicks versus Sixers. Knicks are up 2-1 right now.
They're up 3-1 right now. Give me the Knicks.
Oh, the Knicks won? Okay. Yeah. So, the Knicks – all right. Well, I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Clippers versus Mavs.
Imagine
Mavs
the joke.
2-1.
I got Mavs all day. Luka's like that for real.
I'll agree with you on that.
I like Luka.
Bucks versus Pacers. Pacers are up right now, 2-1.
Give me the Bucks.
See, I want to take the Bucks. I'll write you down as the Bucks. The Bucks, but baby. I'm gonna stick with the Pacers.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
So I'm gonna put myself Pacers and J-Bucks. All right. Timberwolves versus Suns. The Wolves are 3-0 right now. Do they complete the sweep?
Versus the Suns?
Yeah, versus the Suns.
Give me Devin Booker. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, no way. Like,
they ain't making that comeback, brother.
Yeah, no.
Damn, what? Is this the first time in, like, a grip the Wolves have made it to the second round of the playoffs?
Like, I mean, I don't know a grip.
I feel like they've been a bum franchise for a grip here.
Hey, yo, Anthony Edwards is...
Anthony Edwards fucking backpacking.
Mm-hmm. Backpack. Celtics versus Heat. Boston's up 2-1 right now. Also, Dave Portnoy's bet on who wins the whole thing is Boston Celtics.
Give me the Celtics.
Taking the Celtics.
All the way. I'm riding with Dave.
Yeah. Dave's on a roll now with all his bets.
He's hot,
so.
Dude. He's high. He's up like a few mil. I think it's like 5 mil he's up on his past few bets.
Thunder versus Pelicans. OKC is up 3-0. Can they complete the sweep?
They don't complete the sweep.
They don't complete the sweep, but you're taking it.
They do win.
Okay.
Backpack.
Lakers versus Nuggets. So the Nuggets are up 3-1.
Nuggets.
Right now.
It's just.
I mean, LeBron's washed.
LeBron's a choke. Like, I saw a stat. I forget what it was, but it's like Nuggets versus the Lakers stats. They just don't. They just can't win. They just can't win against the Nuggets, bro.
They can't. They're just too good. Jamal Murray and Nikola.
I hate that guy.
And then lastly, Cavs versus Magic. It is tied right now, 2-2 in the series.
Give me the Cavs, just because I got some friends who are Cavs fans.
I'm going to take the Magic.
Wow. Take the Magic. Crazy. He's an op.
I feel like Cleveland's Branchero, whatever his name is. Paolo something.
I wonder if we parlayed all that together, if the odds on that would be good.
I don't know. Gambling problem, call 100 Gambler.
Or don't.
Yeah, don't listen to us for.
Please do not listen to us for gambling.
All right, on to hockey.
God, I don't know shit about
Jets versus Avs. Avs are up 2-1 right now.
The Jets, isn't that football?
No, the Winnipeg Jets.
Winnipeg, all day.
You're taking Winnipeg? Okay,
give me Winnipeg.
Well, I'm taking the Avs.
Aw, chill, bro.
I'm going to write you down.
Yeah, this one's going to be bad.
The Canucks versus the Predators.
You mean the fucking Canucks, baby?
The Vancouver Canucks versus the Nashville Predators. Yeah, I'll go with you on the Nucks there. They're up
2-1. They'll choke
right
after
now.
That, though.
Rangers versus Capitals, and the Rags are up. They're up 3-0 right now.
Give me the fucking Capitals.
The sweep.
Give me the fucking Capitals.
You're taking the Caps?
The Caps, baby.
No, I'm taking the Rags, so you're wrong.
The fucking Caps, baby.
You're wrong.
They're going to make the greatest comeback of all time, Miracle on Ice style.
It's, I think, a 3-0 deficit has only ever occurred 4 times in the whole history of the NHL.
Let's fucking go, baby. Let's fucking go. They're gonna make
I
the
don't
only,
think the Caps
the only
who
comeback
barely made
ever.
It in.
Come on, baby. Go Caps.
No. Oilers versus Kings. Edmonton is up 2-1 right now.
Kings fucking, they're coming back.
Taking the Kings.
They're coming back.
I'm going to say Sacramento. Take Edmonton.
Oh, wait. Sacramento's basketball. All right.
Yeah, no. It's the LA Kings versus the Edmonton Oilers.
They're new, aren't they? LA Kings? They're a little newer.
No, they're not.
All right.
You know who Wayne Gretzky is?
Nope.
Well, he played for him.
I'm kidding. Did he really?
Yeah.
I I didn't know that.
He got traded.
Oh, okay.
But you're taking the Kings?
Sure.
I mean, yeah, they're down one game. There's a lot of time. A lot of chance. Lightning versus Panthers. The Panthers are up 3-1 right now.
Give me the fucking Lightning to come back.
I'm taking the Panthers.
All right. You're a fucking hater, all right?
No.
They're going to come back, make this a 2-3 series, and they're going to have a fucking sweating. Take the away game. Come back home 3-3 and fucking take that shit.
No, I will be intrigued to see where this goes. Stars versus Golden Knights.
Golden Knights all day.
Yeah, Golden Knights are up right now, but I'm taking the Stars.
Didn't the Golden Knights just win? Like,
yeah, the Golden Knights won last year. I think this is the year the Star the year that the Stars win the Cup.
It's not though.
I'm taking the Stars.
I'm gonna fade you the whole way through.
I'm sorry, Connor McDavid, but
you mean Connor Bedard?
No. Connor McDavid plays for the.
I think you mean Connor Bedard.
I mean, no. I'm actually being just really special right now. I still thought we were talking.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, neither of the guys that I just said are on either of the teams that were just stated.
Nice job.
I was thinking about how you took the Kings.
Yeah. Nice one. Proud of you, buddy.
I don't know what I'm thinking right now.
So, Connor Bedard?
What I am thinking
is
what
did he do this season?
The Stars are going to go on to beat Edmonton. That's where I was going with that. So, Connor McDavid hasn't won.
So, Connor Bedard do good this season?
No, they didn't even make the playoffs. I mean, like, he did good for a rookie, but, like, they still finished last place in the league.
Last?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe they were second to last, but yeah. They were.
You had ROI?
What does that mean? Return on investment?
ROI.
Rookie of the year? I mean, he probably will get it. I wouldn't see why not. Yeah. What I was saying was that the Stars are going to go on to win the Cup, and McDavid is not. Like, because McDavid's been hot in this thing, but listen, McDavid, they're not, no.
So you're a hater.
I'm not a hater. He's a great skater. It's just the team. Like, you can have a star player but still lose, is what I'm saying. Like, regardless of how good you are, like, it's a team sport.
Okay.
And you're in Vegas.
Sure.
All right, Leafs versus Boston. The Bruins are up 3-1 right
now. Give me the fucking Leafs, baby.
I'm taking
Let's go, DJ.
No, I'm taking Boston.
Broncos country. Let's ride. Let's fucking go.
I mean, I bet he'll be happy to hear that, but.
Let's go, DJ. Me and you, baby.
The Bruins are winning that series. No,
we fucking got this. We're coming back.
And then Islanders versus Hurricanes. Canes are up 3-1 right now.
It was always the fucking Islanders. I knew the Canes.
Yeah. Yeah. Canes are winning that.
I think I took like 3-1 fucking upset set
in that playoff, so it's going to go tough for me there.
Yeah, you took a couple. You took a couple. Took but three. Yeah, that's...
I literally took three. We'll get back to you next week and see how this would have played out. It's not going to go well. I think it will go semi-well.
My NBA picks are going to fucking slap 8-for-8, but the rest beat
8-for-8.
Is there even 8 games? How many did we pick? Right? 4-4? I think that's right.
Yeah, there's 8.
That goes 2-2.
So, yeah, there's like there's 8 different groups per se, like 8 different pairs. Yeah, 8 pairs.
8 series.
Yeah, there's 16 teams, 8.
8 series.
8 pairs, yeah.
Okay. Yo, do you think I'd beat your ass in fucking Beyblade? I think I would cook your shit.
Beyblade.
Yeah.
A luck-oriented
luck! That's how you know I got him fucking chopped up, buddy.
Dude, it is complete luck.
That's what he thinks.
Unless, like...
I bet you would, like, you'd rock a fucking
Swimming Pegasus, use your attack!
Nah, like, you would... Listening. I bet you...
Spinning object is not going to be listening to whatever.
That's what you think, buddy. I got that thing on a sick fucking attack cycle.
Chakras?
Oh, yeah. I got that thing fucking
The power
good.
Of cheese! No.
Nah, it's not cheese, buddy. It's Pegasus.
I don't know.
So you think I'd chop your shit up?
I don't know. We can try this after. Actually,
I don't know where you have Beyblade slurring around.
Somewhere.
Dude, we gotta find that shit
I'm
ASAP.
Using Twisted Tempo. I'm stating it right now. I'm using Twisted Tempo. Shit, buddy. Nope, you don't even know it. You don't even know.
Speaking
it.
Of Beyblade, PGA is about to pay their members heavily.
Yeah, $1 billion.
Approximately $1 billion. Rory and Tiger getting the head of it, with Tiger getting 100 mil and Rory getting 50 mil for staying loyal when the the LIV guys got paid out to go to LIV, and now we're coming back to the PGA. So a little right in the world. As the PGA is going to pay their players some equity in the company, I think it is.
I mean, it's only some 5% of the equity, but still, hey, I guess it's better than nothing.
It is.
I mean, I'd love to be Charlie Woods, just knowing that I can cruise through the rest of my life and inherit basically all of that at some point.
Charlie Woods is a fucking dog and has worked for everything he's ever fucking got in his life, all right? Let's relax.
I mean, like, yeah, if my dad was Tiger Woods and I basically had infinite money and all that, so I did, yeah. I think I'd be pretty good
so at that. So you're a fucking hater.
I'm not a hater.
Yeah, you're a hater.
No, I'm not a hater.
No, nah, you're hating.
He definitely had an advantage.
You're hating.
No. He'd Are earn, you not
he,
agreeing?
No, he'd earn everything he got in this life, all right?
Like, I mean, like, I bet he's going to be a great golfer. Like,
you don't know what Charlie had to go through, bro. You don't even know.
You're right. I totally don't know what that fucking know. For all I know, maybe he gets beat behind the scenes.
He probably fucking does.
That's saying the Tiger
probably fucking does.
I mean, Tiger's got to catch him first, and he can barely walk. So I don't know how much that's not really moving. But like, you got to agree. Like,
no, I disagree.
You're on drugs.
I disagree.
I like genuinely.
Yes.
No way. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Like, you can't just, like, it's not, like, how do you disagree?
What do you think I am disagreeing with?
Like, it's like, it's literally perfectly like Bronny and Bron, right? Like, Bronny got everything, but he's still ass. Charlie's the GOAT. He's the next coming. He's going to be the greatest golfer of all time.
I don't know, because LeBron and Bronny don't have the same build.
But Bronny's, like, not even going to get drafted in the first round of the fucking...
Yeah, we're like, also comparing basketball to golf, right?
No, but I'm comparing fathers to sons. That's what I'm comparing.
Yeah.
Like...
I mean, yeah, granted, if Bronny James's dad was not LeBron James, he would not be where he's at today.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so but if Tiger...
For the other Woods, it's not even fucking close. For Charlie, like, Charlie is going to earn that shit.
Nah.
There's no, like, nah. Like, oh my God, it's Tiger. Like, let's give him this cut. Like, let's give him a PGA card. He still has to go out and earn it.
I would be betting $1 million. I'd bet my life savings that if Tiger Woods was not Charlie Woods' dad, he would not even be playing golf.
But what I'm saying
I bet he'd be playing,
is
like,
Bronny pickleball. Is pretty much gifted a NBA roster spot where Charlie Woods still has to earn his skill and his PGA card and, like...
Yeah, but at the same
time... That's what I'm saying. Like, what I'm saying is he's gonna play with the best clubs. Advantage.
He has an advantage in the sense of, like,
he has the same advantage that every fucking rich white boy has.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
But
at the end of the
day, but that doesn't get you shit.
Yeah, like that one Miles dude or whatever, the 15-year-old that made the cut.
For you see that? That's crazy. Isn't he the youngest?
I mean, like, I bet he probably had like a decent upbringing.
He probably had a cushy life to this point.
Like, I'm not hating on people.
No,
like,
I'm not either.
For them. Like, as a parent, like, that's what you want for your kid.
That's what you strive for.
Yeah, like good. I'm just saying,
Like, I hope my kid gets bullied for having fucking daddy's money.
Yeah, like,
that's what I strive for every day.
Yeah, you're doing that so that your kid has a good life. I get that. I'm just saying, like.
Charlie's a goat.
I don't know. I guess time will tell.
Time will tell, baby. Time will tell.
Where did we even start with that?
I'm gonna fuck your shit up in Beyblade, brother.
Oh, how did we go fuck from your Beyblades shit to up. That?
Because I hit the smoothest transition of all time. All right.
I guess. I got a question. Mm-hmm. I got a couple this or that. So we can just spitball these.
Oh, I love those.
Tap water or Brita water?
Tap, bro.
Tap.
No, what the fuck? Brita all day.
I'm taking tap.
Dude, you know what my favorite is? I'm
taking tap with
that ice. That fat jug of water, and then you put it in the thing, and then you press the cold button. That shit, it's different.
Oh,
like the 5 gallon.
Dispenser. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then you turn it upside down, and you press the button.
That's like essentially tap water.
Okay, no, it's not.
But yeah, it is.
It's filtered. Still distilled water.
But I don't know.
It's not the same.
We're drinking clean tap water, unless
we are drinking. Detroit. Unless you live in Detroit,
carpet, Flint, Michigan, carpet or hardwood.
It really depends.
Carpet or hardwood,
like in the bathroom too.
Like, no, if you had the choice between doing your whole house in carpet or your whole house in hardwood,
including the bathroom. It's technically the bathroom.
Okay, I accept the bathroom.
What about the kitchen?
No, the kitchen's in
hardwood. Hardwood.
Yeah, I'm going hardwood all day. It's gotta
be fucking hardwood.
You know, we'll
imagine spilling something. Imagine
any of those rooms, we're gonna go tile. Okay. Bathroom, kitchen, like
laundry room.
Yeah, like your laundry room.
Your entry foyer.
Yeah. But everything else is
everything
carpet.
Stairs. I don't know how I feel about carpet stairs, low key. I kind of got mixed feelings about those. Damn. I don't like... Obviously, ideal situation, you get carpet in the bedrooms, hardwood in the rest of the house, tile in the bathroom, kitchen. Actually, no, hardwood in the kitchen, to be honest. So I think I have to go hardwood.
Yeah, I'm going hardwood.
Just because...
I hate carpet.
Yeah.
Like
I like it in the bedroom. That's about it, to be honest.
If you spill something on it, it's all over. Game over.
Stop eating shit in your bedroom.
No, dude. I'd rather just take a paper towel and nice wipe.
It does make cleaning up easier. But also, sure, it shows dirt and filth easier as well. The things you don't think
about. If you got dirty feet, take them off. Don't be trekking through the
house. No, but I have a dog. Still, that sheds.
Just vacuum.
Yeah, you gotta vacuum every fucking day.
Yeah. Just get a dog that doesn't.
It's hardwood either. It's hardwood either way, but definitely has its pros and cons.
Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
I'd rather not listen to music, brother.
I'm going with the Beatles. Okay, this one is...
Bro, it's Beatles, but they only have like three good songs.
Double stuffed Oreos or thin stuffed Oreos?
Damn. Bro, the Oreo is perfect. They got that shit right the first time. No cap. They got that shit right the first time. You're getting double stuffed. You're fucking obese. Like,
yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. I'm taking the thin stuff here. You feel healthier.
I've never had the thin.
Nah, dude.
Are they good?
I could eat so many more thin than...
That's kind of how they're fucking built to be. I guess I'll go thin. The double stuff's just too much.
Yeah, no.
It's like way too much filling. Dude,
and then they got like the new like extra stuffed and triple stuffed. Dude, they just need to call it obesity stuff.
When I think about it, bro, like if I really think about what an Oreo is, that's fucking disgusting.
I don't know
what that could you tell me what a single... Yeah, what the fuck is it,
like,
bro?
I know it's like a chocolate cookie, but as far as the cream,
it's supposed to be a chocolate cookie, but like what even is that in there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking
it's got xylitol in it.
Yeah, dude. It's probably got a fucking lot of shit in there, dude.
It's got some toxic stuff in there you probably shouldn't be eating.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's actually low key gross if you think about it.
Crew neck or hoodie? I think I know your answer. I'm going to hoodie.
Hoodie.
Yeah.
Although, dude, the fucking quarter zips have been on the come up in my
now, see, as versatile as it gets, I'd rather have the option of...
I would too. Now, dude, if you went crew neck, quarter zip, or hoodie, I might be going quarter zip, bro. It is the most diverse.
What's a crew? When I think of a crew neck, I think of a quarter zip.
It's just not true. Because it has a collar. A quarter zip has a collar.
Yeah, but a crew neck does too.
No, it doesn't. Like a collar like this.
What about a... Okay, then what about a crew neck quarter zip?
Well, I'll be cooking now. I think I have seen one.
My Patagonia.
Look it up.
Is a crew neck quarter zip.
I think that's just a fucking quarter zip though. Like,
but the, like, I mean, like, there's a brim. I guess the collar.
That's what that collar is. Where a regular crew neck, it's just cut off hard.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
There's no collar.
Oh, yeah, no. Screw a crew neck.
That's what I'm saying. Never a crew neck.
Screw
it. But if you gave me the quarter zip option, I might be honest. I might go quarter zip.
Screw a crew neck.
The quarter zip is on a strong upbringing.
The only time I'm wearing a crew neck is if I have a collared shirt on.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't even... Dude, I'm just not fucking wearing it.
That's like...
The crew neck's mid.
No, I can get behind a crew neck.
No, you cannot.
I always be wearing my crew neck.
You have that one.
Yeah, one. I've got like 17.
Nah, you be wearing that fucking one though.
But I'm still taking hoodie.
Yeah, I'm going quarter. Is it?
Not even an option. But
it's not. I fucking threw it in there.
Turbulence on a plane, like hard turbulence,
like fucking life. You know you're
gonna
life.
No, you know you're gonna survive.
Okay,
like it's just like the trick of the trade, it's just turbulence.
Yeah, but you just hit really hard.
Or like accidentally drifting in a car, like you go around a turn, you just lose traction for like.
But I know I'm gonna catch it.
Yeah, like both, you know, you're fine.
Oh fuck you! Let me get loose on the wheel, bro.
I'm taking the turbulence, dude. You're on drugs. Turbulence.
You're on drugs. Bro. I know you like to get a little fucking swifty behind that wheel,
dude. It's like because you don't get to experience turbulence like that. And if you know you're gonna survive, that is a nice roller coaster ride.
It's not just fucking beat. I want to be comfortable on a plane.
I guess.
I'm fucking thrill seeker on my plane ride. Behind the wheel, though, you get me a little loose. Now we're talking.
And then lastly, apple juice or orange juice?
It's got to be orange juice, bro.
I'm taking apple juice, dude. Nope. No Maturing pulp. Is realizing no that pulp. Apple juice is better. I'm saying it right now. Nope. Apple juice is better.
It's too sweet for me.
Dude, but, like, orange juice is so, like...
For me, it's so fucking...
I guess it depends. If it's too sugary, I don't want it. Like, I guess
the perfect apple juice, maybe it might win.
Like, would you rather have a crisp cup of apple juice or a crisp cup of orange
juice? I just think the orange juice. I think it's a mental thing, but I think about the vitamin C I'm getting, and it makes me feel fucking alive in the morning. Where apple juice, I think about the 26 grams of added sugar in it, and I'm like, this is not that good for me.
What sugar do you think's added to apple or to orange juice?
You're not wrong. But that's what I'm saying. It's a mental thing. Like, yeah. I think about the vitamin C versus the added sugar. And, like, yes, orange juice probably has added sugar too, but that's not what I'm thinking of. Because it's not as sweet. You know what I mean?
So, in one serving, one fruit.
I don't give a fuck about a fruit.
No, one.
I'm not freshly squeezing my shit.
In one orange, there's 7 grams of sugar.
I'm not freshly squeezing my shit.
No, because Tropicana says there's 13 oranges in this.
Holy shit, I'm cooked.
There's 13 oranges.
And then an apple.
How much sugar in.
We're talking about Red Delicious, too?
Apple juice.
There's so many different.
24 grams in a serving of apple juice.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't say 28. I was pretty close.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just so sweet. And it's not something I'm always... It's a mood thing, for real, though. Like, you know, sometimes I want something sweet in the morning. Sometimes I want something fruity. Sometimes I just want some hearty protein.
I like how on Google it says, apple juice unsweetened. 1 cup, 24 grams of sugar.
Yeah, so the sweetened shit's definitely up there. It's in the 30s, bro.
Dude, I wouldn't even want to try sweetened.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, unsweetened, perfectly natural, apple juice might squeak it out. No cap.
Might squeak it out.
Is it, wait, is it a bell curve? When you're young, pre-age of 10.
I didn't really like orange.
Pre-teenage, that's what I'm saying. Pre-teenage years, you're going, fucking, it's what, apple juice, 80, orange, and then like, you hit 40, you're like, give me the fucking apple juice back, brother.
That, whatever you just did is like an inverse bell curve.
That was actually just it's actually just a ball sack.
That's a bell curve. It's just inverse. Like opposite. But yeah.
But you said, well, it's a pendulum. Sorry. It goes apple juice, orange juice, and then back to apple juice throughout the ages, I feel like.
Yeah.
Unless you're a sick fucking, you just always like apple juice. You should never grow up.
I feel like I'll just like both of them.
Yeah, I would say they both. I could do a double glass.
Yeah.
Like in the morning, you gotta hydrate. Give me bofa. Pause.
Give me bofa.
But bofa, give me bofa. Alright. But I feel like that's a great complimentary. Like if I could get to, like if I'm on a cruise, give me fucking both.
I think it also depends on like what you're eating it with.
Very true. Very true.
Like, I feel like orange juice and eggs is just
Wait, sorry. I was thinking apple juice and eggs. I feel like
that also is bad too.
I feel like eggs just don't go with shit, Loki. Now that I'm thinking about it,
eggs doesn't go with, like, milk and eggs.
Water and eggs. Damn,
that still doesn't
sound great.
Dude,
eggs mid.
Yo, facts. What goes with eggs?
I feel like a protein shake goes with eggs. Loki.
On the lowest of keys.
Wine and eggs. A pregame,
that's something I
pregame beer and eggs.
Oh no.
We gotta find out, bro. What?
I don't know. Say in the comments.
Cranberry juice and eggs.
That
kind of sounds good.
Or like
though.
Pomegranate juice.
I'm gonna be honest something now. Pineapple juice and
pineapple juice is super sweet. It's
It's good though.
It's good. That is.
I can only do like stuff. One of those mini cans though. Yeah, that's it though. I know. What you're I don't need about. A lot.
All right, pick a number between 1 and 2. Jesus
Christ. The funny thing, there's no numbers in between 1 and 2.
Pick 1 or 2. Heads or tails.
2.
2. All right, this is what we're going to end up with.
Jesus Christ.
What was your first job, and would you work it again?
What was my first job? I'm thinking it was camp counselor.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I'm going to say camp counselor.
Like, first job, you got a paycheck.
First job with paycheck, not like, you know, selling oranges on the side or whatever. I meant to say like iced tea or whatever. But
selling oranges on the side.
I was hustling oranges, bro.
Underground drug trade.
Selling would I work it again? What do you mean by that?
Like, would like, you go what, back to it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
That was being a camp counselor is kind of lit.
Yeah.
Minimal responsibility and fun. Like, I think it's a perfect amount of responsibility to have as a 16-year-old. Yeah. Just to, like, look over small children, which now that I'm thinking about it, it's slightly more stressful than I'm thinking.
No, I'd agree with but that yeah. job.
I think that's, like, top three first jobs, low-key. That, lifeguard. I don't know. Like, I feel like that's just elite.
And what else?
A sales associate, probably.
What
I don't know if I put
what
that.
Kid is I think that's their most first common. Job as a sales associate.
What do you mean? Like you walk at like you work at like Acme.
So like a cash register.
Yeah, yeah.
Cashier.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's low though. Yeah. I think that's like a bottom 10.
No word. I'm asking this though because my first job was working at a donut shop, and I would most definitely not
go back. That shit was they were scamming your shit, bro.
Yeah. No, we've definitely talked about that.
We've talked about it so much.
Simply,
not on camera though.
I wouldn't go back for the fact that the pay was too low. If the pay was doubled, right? Yeah. If the pay was doubled.
That's crazy. I don't even know. In this economy?
Then maybe I
in this economy?
Like the only way I'm going back is if they increased my pay by a hefty chunk of change.
$8. They were scamming your shit.
Yeah, I was 15. They were like, crazy. Because you're not 16, actually.
That is
actually
true.
We legally can pay you under minimum wage. Man.
This is facts.
I was just, dude, like.
That's just.
Like, a two-week paycheck would be like $400.
God, that's fucking. Like, you can't get shit with that.
I mean, like, granted, I was also.
15.
Yeah, 15.
But, like still.
$400 is like a.
Imagine deal. Trying to fucking save up for your first car and you make $400 every other week. That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
I think life, like, I feel like camp counselor, lifeguard, what's top three? I think, I can't really think of anything else.
Camp counselor.
That's just up there. Those are just up there for real.
And that's more just, like, memes. Like, even if, like, the kids are bad, like, you still like them.
Yeah, you're still just out there having a good time, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have some days where you're on tilt and you're, like, a little annoyed by the kids, but. It's just,
I guess, like also maybe, like reffing whatever sport you're into. That could
be up there. Yeah. I personally didn't do that as a wrestler, but I think that could be up there.
Well, right. I never got into that just because of my schedule. But yeah, like I've always thought about doing that.
Yeah, I think it could be up there. Is that a first job? Can you do that when you're 16?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it's up there for sure.
You can ref. So I play hockey, and you can ref. As long as you're 2 years above whatever the age you're.
Okay, that makes sense.
So you have to be at least.
I was going to ask that. Imagine you're fucking 14 out there with a D1.
No, you can't do that.
That makes sense, though. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I got.
I like that. That's a good ender.
Episode 51.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a great week. Peace.
Ciao.